Hey, go back to Justin Chambers, 7 through 85, and then date this one 2/2/2022. I'm sorry, 12/2/2022. And this is an assessment because the other assessment didn't come through. So number one, otitis media. Number two, serous effusion. Number three, headache. Next number is neck pain. Next number is history of low testosterone. Next number is on testosterone replacement at this time. Next number, history of mild BPH. Next number is headache. Next number is hypogonadism. Next number, slight fatty liver noted on the ultrasound today, 12/2/22. Next number, lymphadenopathy in the neck consistent with left-sided eustachian tube dysfunction. Next number, upper and lower extremities shows minimal DVT. Next number is no sign of PVD found. Next number is kidneys are within normal limits on both sides. Next number is no renal evidence of renal artery stenosis noted. Next number is thyroid looks normal. Next number is prostate slightly within normal limits for his age. Next number is the leg pain. And the lower extremity, again, shows no evidence of DVT, most likely related to his viral illness at this time. Next number's echocardiogram is within normal limits with no sign of right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number's carotid stenosis is minimal. And this is assessment only for the 12/2/22 that's missing in the chart. Thank you.